Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, April 1st. Coming up, we'll learn about a recent study that explores how misconceptions about sex and aging can complicate the acceptance of older adults' sex lives. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team lost to UConn in Saturday's NCAA Elite Eight matchup. The final score was 77-52. Despite the loss, Illini fans showed pride for how far the team advanced in the tournament. This was the first time Illinois made it to the Elite Eight since 2005. Rick Lowe, a local resident, joined fellow Fighting Illini fans to watch the game on monitors at the State Farm Center in Champaign. He says the loss didn't take away from the rest of their success this season.
I mean, this was just an amazing year. I went to every home game and, you know, they gave me a lot of fun. So I'm not going to cry about this. I mean, they played the number one team in the nation. What are you going to do?
Saturday marked the final game of the season for the Illinois men's basketball team. There aren't many places in Champaign-Urbana for black women to get their hair done, so it's not uncommon for women to look to Facebook to find good hairstylists at affordable prices. But Illinois Student Newsroom's Anulika Ochuba reports people should be aware of scammers who create fake accounts.
Champaign resident Youngest Keaton wanted a particular hairstyle and found a person going by the name of Keisha Wade on Facebook offering it. Keaton said the stylist seemed legitimate, even got on the phone with her, so she felt okay sending an $85 deposit. The next day, she was blocked. Keaton says getting her hair done is expensive enough, so she was devastated when she realized she'd been scammed.
It made me cry, actually, because I specifically put this money to the side for my hair, and for somebody to take it just made me feel, like, really sad.
Hairstylists require professional licenses. To avoid scams, the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation advises people to use the department's license lookup tool. I'm Anulika Ochuba, Illinois Student Newsroom.
LGBTQ plus advocates are celebrating a new gender designation on Illinois state IDs and driver's licenses. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Residents can now select X as their gender in addition to male or female. Equality Illinois, the state's largest queer advocacy group, says Illinois is taking a huge step forward. In a statement, spokesperson Miles Brady Davis says this change will help trans-identifying people live authentically, during a time when other states are, quote, attacking trans people through policy. State lawmakers passed the initiative in 2019, but the Secretary of State's office needed time to update its card-issuing system. Democratic Senate sponsor Christina Castro in a statement says trans and non-binary people have, quote, waited long enough for government programs to offer these options. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A huge percentage of Illinoisans surveyed in a new poll want the state to suspend lucrative state pensions for corrupt lawmakers a lot earlier. Dave McKinney has more.
The state agency in charge of legislative pensions suspends payments only after an ex-lawmaker is found guilty of corruption charges. But new polling by former Democratic Governor Pat Quinn shows nearly 9 in 10 Illinois citizens think it should be sooner, like the moment an ex-legislator is indicted.
This whole idea of legislators, while they're going on trial, collecting a pension, is that something that the people of Illinois want?
Ex-House Speaker Michael Madigan, for example, has drawn more than $292,000 in pension payments in the 2 years since his first corruption indictment. He's due to go on trial in October. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, we'll learn about a recent study that explores how misconceptions about sex and aging can complicate the acceptance of older adults' sex lives. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, controversy at the public library in Metropolis, Illinois. The library's director has been accused of censoring books. This after an Illinois law took effect banning book bans in public libraries. And research shows many Americans struggle to distinguish fact from opinion. We'll talk about that new study. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Society's beliefs about aging and sex are complex and vary widely. But one common belief is that disinterest in sex is a standard part of aging. A recent study explores how misconceptions like these can complicate the acceptance of older adults' sex lives. To learn more, I'm joined by Illinois Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy. Adeline, welcome. Thank you for joining us. How did the researchers go about this study?
So I spoke with Lisa Berdichevsky, and she's a professor at the University of Illinois for Recreation, Sport, and Tourism. And she said what they're trying to do with this study is combat ageism because ageist beliefs can be harmful. What they knew going in is that younger adults tend to have narrow-minded or even negative attitudes about sex among older adults. What they wanted to know is, do young adults' attitudes towards later life sexuality vary depending on what kinds of general attitudes they have about sex? And does it vary by how much they know about topics like elderly sexuality and what they think about sex as a leisure activity? So they surveyed 270 young adults, and they asked them to fill out a questionnaire answering true or false to statements about older adults and sex. So, Kimberly, true or false, sexual behavior in older adults, older meaning 65 plus, increases the risk of heart attack. What do you think?
False.
Yes, so the statement is false. Sex does not increase the risk of heart attacks in older adults, but about 1 in 4 people surveyed thought that it does. Okay, one more. True or false? There is an inevitable loss of sexual satisfaction in postmenopausal women.
False.
So that statement is also false.
Yes.
But again, about 1 in 4 people said that that was true.
What other misconceptions do young people have about aging and sex?
About 1 in 5 also believed that older people can't be sex partners for each other and that they need younger partners for stimulation, which is not true. From these surveys, the researchers determined a few things. People were more likely to have ageist beliefs about sexuality if they had more negative attitudes about sex generally and about sex as a recreational activity. The more positive their views of sex are generally, the more open-minded they were about later life sexuality. Whether someone was male or female had no impact, and even having correct knowledge about sex among older adults was not a predictor of their attitudes toward later life sexuality.
That's really interesting, and I wonder what role the media plays in contributing to ageist beliefs about sex.
The researchers said the media certainly plays a role. There are many negative portrayals of older adults and sex in the media, and young people are noticing and internalizing these messages. I went out on campus and talked to some students about this. I asked general questions like, what do you first think of when someone mentions older people and sex? Or what age do you think people stop having sex? I heard a lot of people just saying, I don't know. But many students did agree that sex in older generations is a topic that is not often discussed, and that generally, as a society, the view of sex in later life is negative. Here's what freshman Sahar Bhaskar had to say.
I guess it's that idea that there's a prime of your age. You know, the idea that a senior citizen is not as capable as someone who's younger. So we just feel that they're just not part of normal life, and so they shouldn't be doing those like uninnocent activities.
I also asked students what they think could be done to address misconceptions like these. Most people told me they think better sex education and more media representation of later life sexuality would be helpful.
Adeline, why does it matter that people have correct understandings about sexuality in older age?
It's important because misconceptions and negative attitudes can cause older adults to internalize ageism themselves. There are these ideas that older adults are not or should not be having sex. Yulia Fratilla, who's now an assistant professor at George Mason University, said that ideas like those make it harder for older adults, if they are having issues with their sexual life, to be willing to seek help.
We see it a lot in movies that older adults become asexual or that it's a dirty, creepy phenomenon to have sexual interest still as you get older. It might just hurt their psychological well-being and self-esteem being marginalized or stereotyped in that way.
I think it's important to note that negative attitudes are not just coming from media and younger people. It's also coming from healthcare providers who you'd think wouldn't be expressing incorrect ageist beliefs about sex, or from close family members who you'd think would be supportive. And this is something Berdichevsky learned in an earlier study when she spoke with older adults about ageist beliefs they've encountered. Ultimately, these negative attitudes and perceptions infringe upon the rights of older adults when it comes to sexual expression.
Adeline Moy is a reporter with the Illinois Student Newsroom. Adeline, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 66 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Madison Holcomb, Anulika Ochuba, Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.